Hello, Mr. Lopez.
This is not Miss Lopez. This is her mom.
Oh, hi, Miss Lopez. How are you? I'm Jocelyn of Opinion Research. It's a national public opinion firm. We're actually talking with people in your area and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis.
About what?
It's a survey based on things that are going on in Camden, New Jersey.
Hold on, my daughter's talking to me. What? All right, I'm coming.
It's a short survey. Oh, sorry.
About what?
It's a short survey about things that are going on in Camden, like the schools, politics. No more than 10 minutes of your time. Actually, no more than 5 minutes of your time. Is that okay? Can we continue?
Yeah, I actually don't live in Camden, but I'll definitely tell you.
Oh, you do not live in Camden? Right.
My mom does.
Okay. Oh, your mom does?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Great. Are you registered to vote in Jersey?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, perfect. Let's continue then. Thank you for that. Before we begin, can you confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
No, I'm not driving. I'm home.
Thank you so much. And, all right, so I'm going to read this out to you. In which state do you currently live? I know I already know, but I have to ask you. I apologize.
No, that's fine. In New Jersey.
Thank you so much. Let's continue. And what is the zip code where you live?
08096.
Thank you so much. Let's continue. Are you, is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for political office?
Can you repeat the beginning? You kind of broke up.
Sure. No problem. I apologize. And all right, here we go. It says, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for political office?
No.
No. Thank you so much. Are you, as any member in your household, a teacher, an employee of a school, college, university, or a member of a teachers' union or teachers' association?
No.
Thank you so much. And what year were you born for statistical purposes only?
1981.
Thank you so much. Let's continue. And which of the following best describes you? A man, a woman, or you identify yourself in another way?
A woman.
Woman, thank you so much. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes, I'm Puerto Rican.
Thank you so much. Let's continue. For statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Are you Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian-American?
I'm American. And I would consider myself American-Italian, American-Puerto Rican.
Thank you. Would you say Latino-American?
Nah. I'm definitely American.
Okay. Would you say white then or Caucasian?
I mean, my skin, if you're asking me, my skin complexion is white.
All right. All right. Well, let me put other. Is that okay with you?
Yes, that's perfectly fine.
All right, thank you. Let's continue then. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
High school.
High school, thank you so much. How many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are a parent or guardian?
I have 2 small children and 3 adults.
Thank you so much. Let's continue then. What type of school do your children attend? Do they attend traditional public schools, public charter schools, private and parochial schools, homeschools, Renaissance schools, or they're too young to be in school yet?
My 6-year-old is in school.
Okay, with that, which one would it be of the options I just gave you?
It would be.
Would you like me to tell them again?
Yeah, you can.
Sure. It's traditional public schools, public charter
school.
Schools.
Yeah, it would be considered a public school.
So a traditional public school, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Do you have any children currently in preschool, daycare, or transitional kindergarten, kindergarten to third grade, fourth to fifth grade, sixth to eighth grade, or high school?
Well, my son will be considered first grade.
First grade. All right, let's put that down. Thank you so much. Let's continue here. What is the most important to you in choosing a traditional public school or public charter school? Would you say the graduation rate and student outcomes, the size, special needs program, quality of teachers, academic program, athletic and extracurricular activities, location, or safety?
Oh, you have to repeat that to me again. Because it was much that you said, and my son is autistic, so I want to categorize it right.
Sure, no problem. Let me read it out to you again. Is it graduation? Graduating? I'm sorry. Let me repeat that again. I apologize. Graduation rate and student outcomes. Is it the size? Special needs programs? Quality of teachers? Academic program, athletic and extracurricular activities, location, or safety?
I think that, like my son is in special needs, I would think that they would have more extracurricular activities for the special needs.
Okay. All right. That's perfect. And let me put that down. Thank you so much. Let's continue here. I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name you one you don't know too much about, just tell me. We'll go on to the next one. The first one is the State Senator Nelsa Cruz Perez. Is she favorable or unfavorable to you?
She's not favorable to me because I don't even know who you're talking to me about.
Okay, then let's put never heard of
it. As a matter of fact, she's the one in Camden, right?
Yes, this is in Camden. That is correct.
Yeah, she is the one in Camden. I actually work for her. I'm actually favorable to her.
Very favorable or somewhat?
I'm favorable to her because I work for her.
Okay, no problem. Let's continue then. What about Camden School Superintendent Katrina Meckham? Is she favorable or unfavorable to you?
I don't think she would be favorable to me. Only because I know how Camden City Schools are.
I completely understand. Would you say that, in your opinion, she's somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. The next one is the State Assemblyman Bill Mowing.
Okay.
Is he favorable or unfavorable to you?
Unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Let's continue. Would you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. What about former Mayor Frank Morin? Is he favorable or unfavorable to you?
He's favorable.
Somewhat
he's
or very?
Favorable. Somewhat.
Thank you. Next one is the Mayor Vic Karstefan.
Non-favorable.
Not favorable, would you say very unfavorable or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next one is Teachers Union. Are they favorable or unfavorable to you?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Next one is the State Assemblyman Bill Spearman. Unfavorable or favorable? Thank you. Would you say very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And the last one in this list is Governor Phil Murphy. Favorable or unfavorable?
I want to answer that one very honest.
Go right ahead.
Very fucking unfavorable.
All right, no problem. No problem. Again, your opinion is very important. So that's all right. Let's put that very unfavorable then. Thank you so much. Let's continue. continue here. I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or...
And this has to do with the Constitution. Okay, let's go. Hello?